It was no surprise that Mexico's president survived a recall election yesterday. The president, who is indeed popular, had called for it himself in the first place, expecting a win and labeling the vote a victory for participatory democracy. But most Mexicans did not participate, and opponents say it was too costly. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City.
This morning at his daily 7 a.m. press conference, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador declared victory.
Fue un éxito completo.
Yesterday's recall vote was a complete success, he said. About 16.5 million Mexicans went to the polls, with about 90% of them voting for the president to finish out the rest of his six-year term. Opponents had called for a boycott of the vote, saying the exercise was a waste of money and rigged in favor of López Obrador. The president says those politicians are anti-democratic and bent on upending his agenda to help the poor. The recall is a new tool for Mexicans in the future to throw out bad leaders, he says.
Para que el pueblo siempre tenga las riendas del poder en sus manos.
So that the people always have the reins of power in their hands. Jose Abraham Gonzalez, a 64-year-old computer programmer, totally agrees. He spoke with me as he came out of his polling place in Mexico City. He voted for this president to stay in power, but he says he wants the options to throw a bum out in the future.
Pues hay que votarlos a la mitad. A mí me gusta mucho el periodo de Estados Unidos.
He says we should be able to get rid of them at the halfway mark in 3 years, closer to like the U.S. term of 4 years. Mexican presidents serve for 6 years without re-election, which is too long if you have a bad leader, and he says Mexico has had plenty of those. Carlos Bravo, a political analyst at the CIDE Research Institute in Mexico City, says in theory, recalls are good.
It might be good for the future, but it was useless for the present.
He says there was no doubt that López Obrador would win the recall. It wasn't necessary, and it was very costly, about $80 million. And only about 18% of Mexican registered voters turned out. An ouster would have required a 40% turnout anyway. Bravo says the process was corrupted by López Obrador to energize his base.
It really became a propagandistic tool instead of what it's supposed to be, a civic mechanism of control over power.
And analyst Daniel Kerner of the political risk consultancy firm Eurasia Group says the recall gave López Obrador lots of airtime to continue his attacks against independent agencies. Kerner says this is López Obrador's broader agenda,
which is essentially dismantle many of the institutions that were created when Mexico opened up since the 80s in terms of the economy, as well as politically, in order really to strengthen his own power and the power of the president.
In Mexico City's historic downtown, many Mexicans had Palm Sunday on their minds, then voting. Like Mario Alberto Cabañas, who was waiting outside. He said he would probably vote to keep López Obrador in office.
El gobierno lo hace para dividir más al pueblo en vez de juntarlo.
But he says he felt like the whole effort was dividing the country and distracting from real problems like rising crime and inflation. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.